as a rising tide of irritation roiled what should have been an energetic second wind for gaining new fruit to enrich the electoral edge that Obamians have been thirsting for. This aging veteran was stunned to hear but a single voice raised to protest the temerity of military mischief in the making. And that voice of a Republican rebel at that. To this pro forma civil libertarian, we seem to be on the razor's edge of a power move by certain commanders of our various armed forces toward an American military monopoly. Those who founded this republic knew they were initiating an almost impossible experiment in self-governance. A government of, for, and by its people, free of servile sectarian religious rule, and free of monetary manipulation for power. Beyond all these, the military government monopoly is an even greater danger. The most recent crisis confronting us, a military that rules by coercive command, is anathema to all we represent. It is incumbent on those who see this danger for what it is, regardless of their political party affiliation, to expose and oppose it by every available means.